deep cuts across the University of Alaska Fairbanks are spreading to satellite campuses across the state, and NOAM's Northwest campus is no exception. UAF is facing a larger cut for the upcoming year than had been previously expected, in all a reduction of $31.4 million. Increasing operating costs, paying off debts, and compensation increases all mean UAF will be $20 million short. And to make up the difference, cuts are happening across the board. Northwest Campus Director Bob Metcalf says, for the most part, classes and degree programs are safe. But especially for rural campuses, they'll feel the sting, mostly in fixed costs like personnel and facilities.
All of the rural campuses were taking a little bigger cut because, as far as the college is concerned, the College of Rural and Community Development, the campuses are by far the largest expense.
It's a roughly $200,000 bite into the NOAM campus budget. That means further reductions in travel and contract services and leaving some unfilled jobs empty. Metcalf says the newly refurbished Emily Ivanoff Brown Student Resource Center and Library will be left without a library technician to run it.
It was tough, but we purposely kept the library position vacant because we knew this was going to happen. We won't have anyone to actually provide any library services. That's one of the most painful ones for me. I would say mothballing is probably the best way to describe it.
Metcalf himself isn't immune to the cuts. He says he and other administrators face unpaid furloughs this year, but it doesn't mean he'll work any less. He thinks it's just the beginning of furloughs for employees across the UAF system. Amid the cuts, Northwest Campus is also making an investment. An unexpected city land auction in December saw UAF officials dig into the university savings to buy the plots of land the campus has, until now, been renting at a cost of about $450,000. Though the sale isn't fully complete, Metcalf says it's a little easier to face the cuts, knowing UAF has a long-term investment in NOAM's campus.
The sale was approved, obviously, by the Board of Regents and the whole way up to the very top. So it does signify a major support for the university here in our region.
The fall semester at Northwest Campus starts on September 3rd.